UW Superior Chancellor Renee Wachter says they felt helpless as stormwater flooded the Jim Danhill Library, floating books and destroying documents.
Late that evening, when there were maybe 3 inches of water and water was coming in and there was nothing you could do about it. It was like a river flowing in. The second time we saw it, it was all the way up to where the identifiers are on the stacks. And the third time, it was already to the ceiling and coming up the stairwell. So seeing all those books, yeah, it was quite devastating.
UW Superior is getting help from the UW system and Department of Administration, but the question remains, how much damage was done? Douglas County Emergency Management's Dave Sletten says that'll take a while to figure out countywide.
Many of the areas are unable to be assessed at this time as they are still water-topped. They, you know, maybe some infrastructure damage.
Both Superior and Douglas County hope to get federal and state help. County Board Chairman Doug Finn says right now they feel isolated.
To be honest, we're not overly optimistic how much money is going to be available, but we're also going to have to shift some of our resources from things that we had planned on doing to the emergency. What we thought we could accomplish this summer and next year to the emergency, things that absolutely have to be done.
Besides damaged roads, homes, and businesses in Superior, 10 villages also are reporting flood damage. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.